The Long Lunch with Wendell Nissen on Radio Life. Joining me now is Dr. Karen Reid, Director of Research at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Australia. Now, she spent the last few years studying heart health and blood pressure, and specifically what nutrients may affect these conditions. She joins me now. Good afternoon, Dr. Karen.
Good day.
Nice to have you in the studio. Listen, heart disease is the single biggest killer of women in New Zealand, claiming more than 3,000 women annually. What, as women, do we need to know, do, and look out for to prevent ourselves from being at risk?
There are several factors to increase the risk of heart disease, and one of the biggest factors is high blood pressure. There's also diabetes, smoking, high cholesterol levels, no exercise. But blood pressure is something which can easily be measured and also be prevented. So high blood pressure is usually regarded anything over 140 over 90 systolic, diastolic millimetres of mercury.
So good idea to keep your eye on that. You can get that checked anywhere these days, can't you? Can you go to a pharmacy or places like that?
That's correct. So you can even have your own heart blood pressure monitor at home. But pharmacies, doctors, it's very standard and very easy to measure.
So how does having high blood pressure, so if we go along, we have it measured and it's over that 140-90 level that you mentioned, how does that increase the risk of having a heart attack or a heart event?
Well, the higher the blood pressure, the harder the heart has to work, and it can increase your risk of stroke and heart attack. And so there are several ways of reducing your high blood pressure. I mean, there's lifestyle factors, but there's also the medication and or supplements.
Right. So tell me about what you've learned. You've been studying the effects of chiolic aged garlic extract on heart disease. What have you found?
Yeah, so for about 10 years, I've been looking at chiolic aged garlic extract, and we found that it can reduce your blood pressure by an average of 10 millimetres systolic and 5 millimetres diastolic. In some cases, it can even be more, so it's an average of that, of those 10 millimetres systolic. And standard blood pressure medication, it does the same. So we have studied in our lab about 250 participants, and worldwide with garlic supplements about 1,000 participants, and consistently it has shown an effect. So it's very strong evidence that chiolic aged garlic extract works as well as standard blood pressure medication to reduce your blood pressure. And it's very important to know that normal blood pressure is not reduced further with chiolic aged garlic extract. So if you have normal blood pressure, you won't reduce it so that you get dizzy and faint. That's a very big difference to standard blood pressure medication, because they can reduce it even further than normal.
Ah, yes, good point. And I guess everyone says Mediterranean diet is good for us. And I guess if we're talking, the Italians, they eat a lot of garlic. So I guess over here in New Zealand, we eat a little bit, but I guess it's good to top up. So tell me why the chiolic aged garlic is so good for us in other ways as well.
Yeah, so eating garlic is good for you for other factors like immune system and gut health. But in terms of blood pressure, to really get the dosage, you will need to have the supplement which has a different ingredient in there to be able to reduce the blood pressure. So in normal raw garlic, you got allicin in there, which is a chemical, a sulfur compound, which is very volatile. So when you cook the raw garlic, it disappears. Mm. And in chiolic aged garlic extract, this chemical is changed into something else which is more stable, and that's what you get in the supplements. So the S-allylcysteine, which is the stable compound, you can basically dose this, and 2 capsules a day of the high potency formula can help with your blood pressure. Over 2 months, you can see a maximum reduction of 10 to even more millimeters systolic. So it's important that kaolic, the aged garlic extract, is needed to reduce your blood pressure, but raw garlic and cooked garlic is very good for other things like immune system and gut health. So, I mean, you don't have to not eat it, but if you want a pharmaceutical effect, then you need the supplement to be able to get the dosage you need to reduce your blood pressure.
Where does your garlic come from?
Yeah, so the kaolic aged garlic extract we can get here in New Zealand and in Australia is grown in California and in Canada and standardized in California, so in America. And it needs a particular climate, so a very cool climate to grow the particular garlic which is used in these formulas. So it's very standardized, it's looked after. There is another formula in Japan, so the kaolic aged garlic extract comes actually originally from Japan, but they have fields in Canada and in northern Japan to grow this particular garlic.
If I'm taking the kaolic aged garlic, can other members of my family take it? Are there, or is it just those at risk that need to take it?
It's actually that's a very good question, because kaolic aged garlic extract can do more than just reduce your blood pressure, and there is this other heart health risk factor, which is arterial stiffness. So basically, you look at how flexible your arteries are, how quickly the blood flows through the arteries. The stiffer the arteries are, the harder the heart has to work, and so you want flexible arteries. With age, you know, you automatically get stiffer arteries. Kaolic aged garlic extract has been shown, not just through our studies, but also studies in the US and worldwide, that it can reduce arterial stiffness. And that can have a lot of positive effects. So, for example, for, you know, oxygen uptake when you do exercise, you have a better recovery. Also, you know, for reducing the risk of heart disease and heart attack because of the, you know, reduction in arterial stiffness. With arterial stiffness, it's not something you can feel as such. You have to do a particular test which measures your arterial stiffness. So it's called pulse wave velocity, where you measure the speed, how quickly the blood flows from your carotid artery to your femoral artery, and that gives you an indication how stiff your arteries are. So that's a very specialized test, but something which, you know, is quite good to do when, you know, you get older, so you actually know how much you need to change it to, you know, reduce your risk of any heart problems.
All right. Thank you so much for filling us in on that. That was Dr. Karen Reid, Director of Research at the National Institute of Integrative Medicine in Australia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, earlier.